Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. So I think it's important, just before we start this episode, that we address the elephant in the room. We did not win the podcast awards... Listener's Choice Award. we took the whole team.
No, we didn't. We took more than the whole team. There was about 20 of us.
Pete, how much were tickets?
I think they were between £200 and £300 each.
£250 per ticket.
So we took 20. We didn't just take 20 people that are part of the podcast. We took our videographer.
Agents.
He came from Brighton.
Yeah. We got him a hotel.
And paid for his services for the day in case we won. So that's cost us a grand.
We had even spoken about what we would do when we get on stage and where the videographer would stand. What speeches would be made. How we would say them. But we didn't win.
No. I don't actually know who won, because I was drunk at that point. Who won?
Red-handed. Podcast. Oh, yeah. I don't know. No idea. We'll talk about that in a little bit because I do have some views.
Of course you do.
But first of all, I do want to sit here and say to the... And I'm being serious, by the way, Pete. In all seriousness as well, we have a lot of jovial jokes on this show and there's a lot to come because of the awards. It's almost better for you that we didn't win because of the content. There's a lot to go through. But I think it's so worth saying thank you so much, the listener, for voting. But we have had... so many messages. You've got your family members to vote. You've logged into work emails to vote. You voted so hard that it has absolutely blown us away. We are so grateful to have you, the listener and the viewer, in our corner. And I know it sounds soppy, but we absolutely love you. And thank you so, so much. We rise again like a phoenix from the ashes. Like a phoenix from the ashes, Pete. Come on.
However, the award was listener's choice. If you had voted a little bit more, then we may have done better. I'm just saying. So thanks, but we didn't win, and it was kind of down to you, not us. So cheers.
See, I actually, this is where I slightly disagree, and we will go into this a little bit more later
wait.
On. But I genuinely think it was rigged. I think it was rigged. But we go into the next podcast episode, which we have titled Post-Podcast Awards. The Loser's Choice.
Since when have we started titling?
I don't know, I've just made it up. But I think the Loser's Choice is quite apt right now. But me, did we full send? Or when I say we, did Pete full send?
I'm still drunk.
Pete hasn't been to bed. So let's crack on. This is Staying Relevant, the podcast, with two bestest best of friends, Peter James Wicks, who is still pissed, and Sam Robert DeCourcy Thompson, who left the after party after 4 minutes.
Literally 4 minutes. At one point, someone actually wanted to have a picture with me and Sam, and I went, yeah, I'll just get him, and someone went, he's gone. I went, he's just walking. Literally. I'll be swearing. Sam may actually swear today because I feel like he's slightly depressed, and I feel like he may have some things to get off his chest. So if you don't like swearing, go f*** yourself. Also, normally I would be drinking, but I am still drunk, so I'm not going to be drinking today. Sam, are you going to have a little drink?
I'm not going to have a drink. What we might do is get an IV drip in for Pete, just to really get some moisture in those veins.
Yeah, I am dehydrated to fuck. But yeah, watch, subscribe, do all that sort of stuff on YouTube every Friday. Podcast comes out every Monday. Follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, TikTok.
Leave reviews as well. And if you're as disgusted at the podcast awards as we are, please do let your thoughts know in the review section of the podcast.
Let your thoughts know.
Let us know your thoughts in the podcast section, because it will really brighten up our days.
And if you do notice something different about Sam today, and this is why he's asked for reviews, Sam does like to read the reviews. However, he got himself into a little hole at the start of the week on the reviews and called me to say, why does everyone hate me? Because some of you mentioned that he's shouting. So today he's going to be shouting less. That's why he's gone for sort of slightly dulcet tones today.
I'm really trying to hold it in the gullet.
Yeah.
So have seen a few messages, kind of knocked the confidence a little bit, actually, where they said, Sam shouts too much. Pete needs to do his own podcast away from Sam. So that one hurt. So I immediately called Pete and I went, Pete, I think I need to speak less. So Pete's going to take us through a lot of things.
No, you crack up.
Shit.
I am fine.
Shit. Right, well, now I'm panicking because I'm a bit nervous. But we have a lot to get through.
Well, it's only one night.
So I think with, like any good story, we should start from the beginning. I wasn't there at this point. There was pre-drinks organised at a hotel. I was actually doing my radio show at that point in time. And so I got there a little bit late. I call up some people from
Sam
production.
Sam didn't get there. Sam didn't get there. I don't know why you're saying I got there a little bit late. Sam didn't get there. There were pre-drinks at a hotel. I had been at the pub since lunch, so I was already quite lively at pre-drinks.
Lively.
I was having a lovely time. But it was me and eight women. Yeah, I looked like a podcast pimp.
And at one point,
Sam didn't turn up. Sam went straight to the venue early. And then called to get people to go and stand with him. Yeah. We stayed and had more drinks because there was no point getting that early, but two people actually left. Sam's management actually got up and walked because they went, we can't leave him on his own.
I just thought it would really be putting a good foot forward if someone was like there to represent the brand at the event, do a little bit of networking, shake a couple of hands. Because at this point, I thought we were going to win the award. So
yeah,
I was like,
it would be good to do some networking, shake some hands. Sam was stood in the corner on his own.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Didn't speak to anyone.
I was actually, you know that corridor that happens like...
Corridor?
At any event, the corridor between where like the people who are giving the canapes out, but they go back to fill the canapes back up. And I'm in that fucking corridor, like stood there going, oh, sorry, mate. Oh, sorry, I'm getting in everyone's way. And everyone goes, yeah, you are getting in the way, but there's nowhere to go. So I was stood there whilst everyone was getting pissed at this hotel across the road. However, our lovely producer has made notes, and some of the things on here are fucking brilliant. First of all, actually, the fact that our producer not only made notes, she sent a self-voice note so she didn't forget.
Is that actually what you were doing? You strange little person. I couldn't work out what she was doing the whole time. She gets on, and next up we got, I thought, what the fuck is she doing?
I love that, into the megaphone. And what was really nice, actually, is we all got dressed up as well. Me and Pete were both wearing jackets and some suit pants.
Suits.
And we were wearing suits. I had a double breaster on, and actually Pete
jacket
said
jacket and suit pants.
We were wearing suits. And at one point, Pete went, you actually look all right tonight.
Hold on, can we just... So the start of this was... Sam had called me and asked me what to wear. Genuinely asked me what to wear. And then I told him what to wear, so he wore it.
Yeah. Although I wore a T-shirt. Pete went, don't wear a T-shirt. You get the colour or the size wrong and you'll fuck it up. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to wear a T-shirt just to show him that I can.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
No, it was all right.
No, because you took the jacket off and then you just looked like a man who was wearing a T-shirt with suit trousers. And because it was black, you looked a little bit like a really shit posh bouncer. If you'd have had one of them little high-vis fucking armbands,
It was very hot in there, so I took it off quite quickly, to be fair. But I am looking at the notes, scanning the notes as I am, and Pete, the moment people walk in, Pete starts tap dancing. Apparently he's so excited that the moment the team walk in, and it was a team, and as I said, we did spend thousands on tickets. The moment the team walk in, Pete starts like doing this weird dance with his hands. He's putting the palm of his hands near the floor and he's shaking his shoulders whilst tapping his feet. What's which apparently looked like the sort of a sort of preordained start of the piss up dance that you do every single time. He was so excited for a piss up. He wasn't excited at all for the awards.
I couldn't give a shit, but I had a great night.
But this is literally Pete's bread and butter. So he does a little weird dance whilst everyone walks in, apparently. He then immediately orders tequila and pineapple for the whole table. Bear in mind, it's about 5 p.m. at this point. Tequila and pineapple fully ordered. I think he doubled up as well, to the point where some of our production were hiding the tequilas under the table.
I've just seen that, and like genuinely, we're going to talk about this after. We spoke about it briefly before, but I'm not happy.
So as not to
upset. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. I just thought better of you. But we'll discuss it a later day. I don't think now's the right forum for it.
So, this is the right forum, though, for something quite hilarious, actually, that I saw in these notes. So, Pete is with, and I quote Pete when I called him. He was like, I'm with a harem of women. He goes, he's asked them to call him daddy.
No.
Everyone said this is backed up. Verified information. No. You asked everyone at the thing to call you fucking daddy.
No, I didn't. I said, I'm like daddy. I didn't say, please call me daddy. And I said, other people, because I like to look after everyone and I like to make sure everyone's okay. And I started it with, I know this is going to sound weird, but I don't mean it in that way. And I didn't ask you to call me daddy. And if I did, none of you spent the night calling me daddy. So I'm yet again disappointed.
Do you know what my favourite thing as well? Not only did he go, and bear in mind, all of the harem we had, they were all production that Pete's worked with many times before. And not only does he go, you can call me daddy, he goes, call me daddy for the night. For the night. Not just now, all the time. Daddy, where are we sat? Daddy, may I have another drink? It's a control thing. Terrifying. Pete then took on the role of teacher.
I don't feel like this episode's going to go well for me.
I don't know if it will. Pete then took on the role of teacher on a school trip.
Daddy.
and would close roads off and wave the women across. So as they were walking from this hotel...
I was trying to make sure you all got there all right and safe.
As everybody was in their heels and in their dresses, all really dressed up for the night ahead, already hammered because Pete's fucking forced tequila shots down these lovely women's throats at the tender time of 5:30 in the morning.
In the morning? They're serious pre-drinks,
5:30 in the evening. He's now guiding them across the road like a lollipop man. And he's closing roads off with his hand, doing the crab that we incidentally did at the NTAs, but now on the road, being like, come on, ladies, across you get. And they're clip-clopping across the road, and he's just the Pied Piper taking them to the event that I'm already at, making really, really awkward small talk.
Well, it was a fair walk. It was about a 10-minute walk. And it's central London. It's very, very busy. I didn't want to lose people.
We're not done there. Pete also adopted a number system and gave each woman a number so he could keep track. Just when they were on their walk from the hotel to the venue, he ordained a number system to put in place. So producer was number 3, Saffron was number 7, and so on.
This is not going well for me.
If you could please give our listeners a little rendition of what the number system sounds like when you're ushering them across the roads.
Well, when you're in a group, it's just easier because then, you know, it's very, very busy. And if everyone has a number, so if I shout 1, then whoever's 2 has to shout 2 and you can hear it. So you can count and you get up to the number. So you know there's 8 of them, so you just need to get to 8. So if I went 1...
2, 3, 4...
Right, and that's how you know. So then we're six, we're missing six, and then you can go and you know.
I love that. You are the sweetest man on the planet.
I just wanted everyone to make sure.
We're missing six. We're six, like little ducklings behind him when the duckling's gone down the river stream and he can't go, someone fuck me, find number six.
Well, at one point we did lose Gemma, and we couldn't find Gemma.
So what did you do?
I shouted louder. And then you just hear from, like, you know, 100 metres.
Four.
No, I found her. We've got her. She's fine.
And the beauty of this is, and this is where they're getting sort of a bit nearer to the venue at this point, so I'm in contact with the production at this point. And Pete was actually overheard saying, no one keeps a group together like I do.
Oh, my God.
As he's crossing the road. That? It's a point of pride for him whilst he's giving people numbers and he's going and he's lollipopping them across the road while shouting, no one keeps a group together like I do. Come on, off we go, number three. You're lagging.
I hate myself.
Why did that come out your mouth?
Because I just think it's important. We're all there. Like, listen, you start together, you finish together. You're all there as a team, so you have to. You, do you know what I mean? It's nice to keep everyone together, and I like to make sure everyone's all right.
Well, talking about keeping everyone together, Pete was also overheard talking to one of the producers, taking her by the arm and saying, "I'm going to get you so fucked tonight." That's quotes, by the way. That was picked up by voice record. Pete literally going, taking her by the arm, going, "I'm going to get you so fucked tonight." Team leader Pete. Really, really being, you know, the guy to
I'd like to make sure everyone's saved, but also like to make sure everyone's drunk.
The funny thing is, people listening to you are actually the amalgamation of a fucking good night out, because Pete will keep you safe, but keep you fucked. It's the perfect blend, isn't it? Of like, you feel secure, but you know you're going to have a fucking good night.
I don't like myself.
I think our viewers are going to, listeners are going to like you even more than they currently do.
God, I sound like a fucking helmet.
This also meant he entered the awards arm in arm, obviously, with seven women. Seven women arm in arm with Pete as he walked him in, his harem. They all had their numbers at this point.
I have found a picture on my phone, actually, that someone has sent. Or did someone send it this morning or whenever? It doesn't look great for me.
Do you know what I do love about you, Pete? And I will say this in all honesty, actually. Pete, I think we've got the photo. Pete, and this is why Pete's so lovely. He's not actually a Lothario. He genuinely would much rather spend his evening with people he knows and likes and a harem of production and make sure they have a fucking good night than flirt with anybody. And I think a round of applause for Pete for giving everyone a fucking great night, to be honest. So he walks in arm, seven ladies. Everyone's like, bloody hell, he has arrived. On to the awards now, though. We had seating, but this is where Pete gets a little bit much.
I feel like this is just... Are we just talking through what I did last night?
Yeah, it's this, like David Attenborough.
This is literally like Wildlife on One.
Yeah, we're not even halfway.
Oh, my God.
So this is where we had a bit of a problem. Pete's a little bit tipsy. He's not battered or anything like that. He's a little bit tipsy, and he's enjoying the bar, put it that way. Actually, quick shout-out to the Podcast Awards. Costing us £250 a ticket, saying it's a free bar, but closing the bar halfway through. You tight bastards.
The bar wasn't closed.
It was at the back?
Yeah, you just go to a different bar. It's where I was.
Oh, right. Okay. So Pete then scurried over to
found the bar.
Pete found the second bar. You didn't want to sit down there, did you?
Fuck no. Why would I want to? I mean, they start. Listen, we went to the seats, which were...
Not reserved.
No.
Everyone else had reserved.
£250. I'm not entirely sure what the £250 was for, because it was effectively like a village hall. They were just like, they weren't even comfortable.
We were overdressed.
Oh, fully overdressed. There were people in dirty trainers.
And we're in suits, thinking we've won.
I'd had a corduroy suit made, genuinely, in a beautiful ink colour.
Did look nice.
Sam had worn a fucking suit.
Double-breasted,
yeah. So we're sat on nativity school fucking chairs, all right, for £250. Then the opening act, load of blokes spitting.
Beatboxes. Yeah, beatboxes.
What the fuck's that?
What's you weren't even sat down at that point.
No, well, that's the point where I got up and went, no, fuck that. because I thought, I can't sit here surrounded by fucking wallies. You were fucking jumping up and down.
Yeah, I really like
Sam, literally had to sit on his hands at one point because he was just fucking going up and down like a fucking yo-yo.
I really, really enjoyed the start. It was so cool because at this point, again, I thought we were going to win. So I was really getting invested in what was going on.
Well, we looked through the little programme thing and the award that we were up for was like second from last or something. So I thought, well, I can't sit through 2 hours of this shit. So I did get up and I went to the bar. And then I started getting phone calls and then my manager actually came and found me and went, everyone's panicking. They think you've gone. I was like, no, I'm just at the bar. Like, I don't know. What do you want me to sit down there for?
Pete isn't a, bear in mind we're out for an award, Pete's not a sit on the sort of like on the seats kind of guy. Pete must be by the watering hole at all times.
Do you want to do your next bit about all the people that were there, Sam?
Well, I was going to say, all of the...
Basically, everyone that was there is posh. Jamie and Sophie, Spencer and Vogue, Jordan and then that other fella.
Yeah, well, Jordan's not. Jordan's from fucking Bradford.
Other than me and Jordan, yeah. And we were the two people, because actually he left straight after.
Yeah,
that, didn't he?
Did,
he just went, fuck this. The rest of you, you're all like, I had a little posh fucking circle. I felt like I was actually at like an award ceremony for boarding school for Bradfield College.
So we were encircled by the nemesis. You were encircled by your Jamies, your Spencers, your Vogues, your Sophia Boos, your Jordans, the other girl, what's his name, William. And we were circled by everybody, right? Do you know what really got me? Not one person introduced themselves to me. Pete, but on the other hand, fucking magnet that he is. Everyone's coming up to me like, Pete, nice to see you, mate. Pete, nice to see you. I'm having to go in for like a fucking forced group hug just so I can be part of it. Hi, mate, here too. Nice to meet you. No, absolute pleasure. Podcast, yeah? Come on. Pete doesn't even fucking want to be there.
Did that happen last night?
Spencer Matthews made a beeline for you.
Yeah.
I think he even gave you a kiss in the cheek.
Yeah, he did, actually, yeah.
I've never had a kiss in the cheek before from Spencer.
Have you not?
No.
Did anyone win stuff that we like?
No. No. Everyone who's up for an award no one won it.
I literally didn't watch one award. How many were there? 20? God, I didn't watch one. Was there actually 20 awards? Fuck me. Jesus Christ. And we were only up for one? Oh, we're shit.
Pete at one point was minesweeping people's drinks as well, because this is before Pete found the other bar. He was going up being like, well, that's not our champagne, but it's pretty full, so we'll have that. He was taking champagnes off the bar.
No, it's one of them things. Obviously, at that point, there was no one behind the bar, so everyone was just stood there. So there was arrival drinks, which, you know, was champagne. I drank mine, but I didn't want to come back in. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to go back to the arrival drinks to then pick up more arrival drinks. So, yeah.
Just how would that make you look?
Yeah. I mean, at one point, someone did ask me to hold their drink. I had a picture and I just walked off with the drink and drank it. Because you just don't know when you're going to get another one at these things. Do you know what I mean? You need to stay hydrated.
You do. Absolutely do. I think it's probably time just to talk about the fucking award itself. Yes, we were the only podcast to do a charity video. Yes, we were the only podcast to put in what we put in regards to videos, social clips, talk about it on every episode. Yes, it was slightly embarrassing. Me and Pete even did have a conversation beforehand.
Do you know what? Someone said to me, just before we get to this, someone said to me when they announced the Listener's Choice Award and then they went through the nominees, someone said to me, yeah, but you had the loudest cheer. And I thought, well, yeah, that's because we've taken 20 people.
We have the most.
No one else was cheering, but we've literally bought a football team. So, of course, we had the loudest cheer. And everyone, and I thought, but in my head at the time, I'd forgotten that they were all people that we'd taken to the event. So I thought, oh, we might actually, it was the first time I thought, oh God, we might actually do all right. I forgot they were our team that was shouting. And I thought, that is a big cheer in comparison to everyone else. Fuck me, we may have this in the bag here. That was swiftly fucking gone from my mind.
Another,
2 seconds later.
Another beautiful moment was the videographer who had got to film us as they go, and the winner is. And the look of disgust on both of our faces when they said red-handed. Apparently, my face just dropped. Pete's just hammered there in the corner, not really know what's going on. And I look at the camera of the videographer, and I look at him, and I start clapping because everybody's looking at us. Because everybody expected us to win it. Mate, Jamie Legg and Sophia Poo are looking at us. Spencer Matthews is looking at us. Everyone's turned round. And I'm having to look. You know that fucking stupid clap you have to do when you fucking, when you've lost, but you've got to look like you're happy about it. And you got, I was literally like, ow.
Do it.
You were hammered. You were sat next to me, literally going, ow. Is it our fucking category yet?
I was done at that point. That was 2 hours worth of awards and crap. And yeah, I was done at that point. We hadn't won. It was a pointless event for us. I was embarrassed that we'd taken 20 people and done a charity video. So at that point, I was done.
It was tough. It was really, really tough. And the worst is when people come up to you and go, unlucky at the end. And you literally sit there and you're like, to be honest with you, my natural reaction was saying it was rigged.
Oh, yeah, Sam...
I think it is rigged, by the way.
I'll be honest with you, Sam did spend the rest of the night, including the after party, and anyone that would listen going, yeah, it's rigged, though.
It is rigged. I don't care what anyone says. It's fucking rigged.
Put it this way. I don't think it is. I don't think, in all seriousness, I didn't really think we were going to win.
No, that's a lie.
We've been going less than a year. It would have been lovely, and we got the little momentum because we did a silly little video and all the rest of it. I then found out the people that did win... what is it?
40,000 votes. Oh, it's true crime.
I like true crime, actually. Oh, is it? Fuck off. Either way, they've won for the past 2 years as well. Yeah. So this is the third year on the bounce that they won. No one had told us that. I didn't know that.
We went in blind to that one.
Because I just didn't have them down as a contender because I'd never heard of the podcast. I thought it was going to be Sexed the Boss thing or the fucking Two Girls, One Bathroom, like whatever. I thought it was going to be one of them.
So red-handed one. We were sat in our corner, absolutely devoed. I was devoed, if I'm honest. Pete didn't really know the awards had happened. And
a lovely night, though.
It was an absolute car crash. We'll never be going again, even if we're up for an award. I'm boycotting the podcast awards.
Well, I think from what I've heard, because I have to go on what I've heard because I wasn't really present last night, you want to start your own awards.
Fucking hell. Yes.
And then was so pissed off at the fact that he hadn't won the awards and it was rigged that he decided to completely boycott the podcast awards and started telling everyone he was going to set up his own awards.
Yeah.
What would you call them?
The Swifties.
The Swifties?
Swifties.
And what's that for?
The Savagely Wonderful.
You're going to have to make something up because you didn't know, did you? I can't wait for this. Yeah. Savagely Wonderful, Iconic.
Iconic, Forever. No, I haven't thought of a name yet. But I was thinking, why the fuck don't we set up our own awards?
Because when you don't win an award... Setting up your own awards so that you can win an award is quite embarrassing. And I feel like that's probably...
That's the next thing.
Yeah.
That's one part, your own charity video appeal.
Yeah. We've given ourselves an award.
Yeah.
At the brand new Pete and Sam Podcast Awards. And the podcast of the year, funny enough, is Staying Relevant. You'd actually do that.
I genuinely was talking about it because I think it's a fucking farce.
I completely see my own people.
No one's voting for... I did a bit of research after we lost.
Oh, God.
Look to their podcast.
Sorry. While everyone's shaking their head now, whilst we were all enjoying ourselves at the after party, having a lovely time, Sam went home to do research on why we lost.
I did. I genuinely did.
Wait a minute. Just let that sink in, yeah? Sam went home after he'd lost an award... decided he wanted to set up his own awards, but did research on why we lost the award.
So we can come back stronger next time!
Well, you say that, I have got an ultimatum.
I know what this is, and I don't listen to this listener. He doesn't actually fucking mean it.
No, he does.
No, he doesn't. Say it, but you don't mean it.
I fully, fully mean it. I have a year left in me.
Before he dies.
If we don't win next year, I'm done.
Explain what you mean by that.
I will not do this podcast anymore.
Why?
If we do not win. Because now it's personal. I wasted a complete night of my life sitting there. I got borderline to the point where I was semi-excited.
Yeah, same. I was
And I don't really give a shit. I was semi-excited. and it was crap. We lost. So I, now, red-handed, 3 years on a bounce, fuck them. If we don't win next year, I'm done. I will not... Oh, that's an interesting outfit you've got on there. What? Sorry.
Pete's just gone mid...
Sorry. Can we all just take a moment for his little Gucci belt? Is that a joke?
No.
That's not real. That's not yours.
It is.
Sam,
why would I just... spread?
I don't understand what you've come as today. Am I missing something?
I just thought I'd go a little bit more fucking avant-garde, seeing as we fucking...
Avant-garde?
Yeah.
You're avant... That's what that
what
is.
Do you mean?
Why has he got that weird little Gucci belt on? Is this another joke thing that I don't understand? Has something happened? Do you know what you look like?
What?
Has anyone ever seen The Office, David Brent, when he goes to do that fucking thing and he's got them jeans on and that T-shirt tucked in and he's just sat there like that? That's... You look a little bit like a film student. Do you know what I mean? With a hat backwards, you look a little bit like, yeah, no, just studied media. Yeah, yeah. Just sitting up doing podcast awards. Is that what you're doing it for?
No.
You look like an IT technician sort of slash some sort
quite,
of...
It's
like,
quite thin. It cuts into the side quite a lot.
But why have you bought that?
I just thought it looked quite stylish.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, it's got to be moody. That ain't real, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I know this has nothing to do with the podcast. So I just can't get over that. What? That's about 500 quid's worth of belt.
Yeah. 500 quid's worth of belt.
All right, sorry, you can go on now. I can't take my eyes off it. I just don't understand it. Is it? Is this? Am I missing Zane?
No. I just genuinely thought I was going to be a bit of a legend today.
Did you?
Yeah.
You genuinely thought you were going to win an award last night. Things aren't going well for you at the minute, are they? Anyway, yeah, so I'm done, basically, if we don't win next year.
You're not, because we have so much fun. It's only in awards. What about the 100 people that care about us listening to this thing?
Anyway, the awards, fuck the awards. Listen, we didn't win. It is what it is. You know, I'm not saying it's your fault, but it's your fault. If you'd have voted more, we would have won.
The after party. So, Pete tells us we have... the mother of all after parties to go to after this awards. We need to drown our sorrows. We have a harem of 20 girls and a disappointed, depressed Sam and a videographer who couldn't believe his luck because he didn't have to do any work and is still getting paid just to be there.
Can't wait for that invoice.
Yeah. He was staying at the Hoxton Hotel as well. Not cheap. I paid for that one. 2 nights.
Oh, I love the way Sam's done. I pay for that one because I'm getting the invoice for yesterday and I'm paying for all of that, which is more than the Hoxton Hotel.
So... we end up walking to Libertine, this fucking nightclub. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's the kind of place where your footballers go on a Sunday, but once they've like played their game and they want to hook up with some...
Well, it was 10 years ago.
Table people.
It was about 10 years ago that was the place to go. When people were wearing like Gucci belts and stuff, that was the gaff to go to. These days, I mean, no one, you know, it's not necessarily. However, it was a closed event. So it wasn't like a nightclub thing. It was a closed event for a friend of mine's... fashion brand which had been going 10 years. So I thought it'd be fun for us all to go. And it was fun. We all enjoyed ourselves, no?
How would you know?
How would I know?
So here we go. Pete, at the start of the night, is giving people numbers, right? Being like, 1, 2, 3, everyone, are you here? Getting them to cross the road, being so lovely. The moment he steps into that after party... there are people from Towie there. There are people from Geordie Shore there. There are Love Islanders there. Pete is in his fucking element. You went so Essex as well. The moment you stepped through the door, all right, geez, away.
I'm just going to point out, and this is when we know Sam is lying, because Sam wasn't there. Because Sam literally walked in, walked down the stairs, and then walked back up the stairs and left and didn't tell anyone. So you've got no idea. Absolutely no idea. I didn't leave.
You fully left them. Look at the eyes they're giving you now.
I was stood at the bar.
At the back, you left the whole harem.
I didn't leave you. Why didn't you come? Did I leave you?
You did. You left everyone. To the point... They were scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Not one person to take charge. Yeah, just shouting in the corner going, number five! Number five!
But you were safe in a venue. I'd put you in a pen and like I felt like you could look after yourselves at that point.
No, because that's when the wolves are out, mate.
How did it go for you? I mean, you told someone today that you thought you'd got in at, what, 3 a.m? And then checked your phone and you were in McDonald's at 11 p.m. So you'd left by 11 p.m. but assumed it was about 3 a.m. So obviously not that well for you. What happened with you?
I had a meal
You had a meal deal on the train home.
I left at like 10:30.
Okay, wonderful. So, listen, you lot, disappointing. I've not been to bed. All right? That's what we do, staying relevant. That's the team, yeah? We have fights and we don't go to bed. We don't leave and have a meal deal at 10:30.
That is the motto. That's the fucking mantra of staying relevant.
Fucking meal deal at 10:30.
So, Pete, why don't you put sort of just... Why don't you put a nice full stop on the day and evening's proceedings? How would Pete Wicks rate our podcast awards showing as a staying relevant team?
Well, dog shit, really.
Give us a rundown as to why.
We took 20 people. It cost a fucking fortune, thousands, actually, to lose. We paid to lose. But we also paid to be cheered whilst losing with our own team. We took our own cheerleaders, for fuck's sake. It was absolutely fucking ridiculous. The only good part of the night was the drinks beforehand, because quite evidently, having spoken to all of you lot, it went rapidly downhill after the awards, where you all had fucking meal deals and were home by midnight. It started so well. Tequila's at 5 o'clock, you're all buzzing for it. Midnight, meal deals. So actually, very disappointing to you all. What happened? I ended up out on my own. So actually, terrible night for me. Really, really bad. Embarrassing.
I went and hugged the cats.
Sam went home and researched making his own podcast awards and why we lost, which was, what was the research? What did you do into that?
The research is that it's rigged, actually. Okay. Yeah, it's rigged. Okay. There's no way we lost. I actually genuinely think we won. But that's why we work so well as a team, Pete, because I am the obsessive. I will go home and do the fucking research. I'll put in the hard yards. I'll get that data on. I will fucking crunch it, Saffron. I will crunch that bitch. But the difference is, you will be out there.
Crunch that bit.
You'll be out there sending it. And that's what we need.
Well, you say sending it. Like I said, I haven't slept and I don't really know what happened. I went to meet a few fucking people that I know. And I ended up spending most of the night talking to someone from MI5. And I've got a business card. And he's the director of defence technology at the Defence Network. And I don't really know what happened, but I remember leaving him at 6 o'clock this morning in a bar.
Yeah.
Would you have stayed out if we'd have won?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I was in a terrible mood. I'm going to be honest with you. I was flipping livid.
You didn't even say goodbye.
I know, but it's better. I always think it's better to say, to do like the Irish goodbye, which is literally just like backdoor shuffle, see you later, because then people don't quite know when you left.
I can't stop looking at that belt. I just don't understand. There's got to be a joke to this.
No. Sometimes I tuck my thumbs in.
Is there a joke to this? I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand.
But also the jeans. You've got a little mammal... No, you don't. I don't understand what he's done today. Even the way you've done them fucking trainers and that up.
I think I look quite fucking tasty.
You look like American.
Yeah.
American.
Cowboy. I don't know, I got home last night.
I know this shouldn't be the main part of this podcast, but I think we could dedicate a whole podcast of why he's dressed like that.
I got home last night, I was really upset, and I thought I needed a change. So here we are.
And that was the change you decided to make?
Yeah, and we're not taking any shit anymore. I roll the sleeves up, I get stuck in now. We're coming back bigger and fucking stronger.
But that's a girl's belt.
Let's move on from the belt.
I can't. Bigger and stronger, yeah, all right, fine.
Well, how strong are we? How big are we, Pete?
Well, not that big, really.
How thick are we?
Thicker than that belt.
How strong are we?
I don't know what you're trying to get at here. Am I missing something today?
Are we legends?
Fuck no.
Come on, Sam, let's talk ourselves up.
How the fuck? How can we be classed as... We've won nothing. We have no talent. We even tried our hardest, begged people to get us to win something, and still didn't fucking do it. So how can we be legends in any way, shape or form? Because what do you think you're going to be remembered for other than the day you wore that belt?
Genuinely, I'm going to do a little rallying cry here just for the listener.
It's over.
No, it's not over.
It's over.
It's never over.
It's over.
It's not over till I say it's over.
It's fucking over.
It's not.
It is. We're done.
I'll tell you right now, Pete, and I'm going to tell everyone listening and our production
I almost
team.
Didn't turn up today because I thought, what's the point?
My name is Sam Robert De Courcy Thompson. I am from Fulham.
And I have a silly little belt on.
I love this podcast with all my heart. It's the favourites, mate. It's the reason I get up every morning. I think I get to do this podcast once a week. And we're going to try and do it twice a week, actually, very soon. Yeah. This is my baby, as well as it's being Pete's baby. I have to wheel him here sometimes because he just can't get it. Yeah, but he does turn up.
But sometimes, do you know what I mean? You just want to give your baby back.
No. No, you don't want to give your baby back.
You know what I mean?
We have just begun. We are moving into the child stage. We were infant. We're now going on to child. And we like ice cream. And we've got bikes, but with the side wheels on.
Stabilizers.
We've got stabilizers on. We don't go and get free sweets, though. We've all been taught that. But what we are is
don't
we're
get
growing.
Free what do you mean, nick them?
Yeah. I can guarantee you, the listener, we're going fucking nowhere. We're going to reach the
exactly.
stars.
I also guarantee you, we are going fucking nowhere.
No.
Right? I fully guarantee you that.
That's not what I meant.
That I can guarantee. No. I'm with Sam on that one. No. We are going absolutely fucking nowhere.
No, but we are. We're going up. With the only way is up.
Thank you,
baby.
Yeah, that's PTSD for me.
Because you and me now. We are not leaving. We're going to rise from the ashes like a phoenix. That's how I feel today. I feel revitalized. I feel refreshed. Fuck the fucking awards. Fuck them. I'll eat them for breakfast.
I don't like you in that belt. It's changed you.
I'm going to be honest with you, mate. I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling tasty.
But the problem that I have is that I obviously know you quite well now, and beneath this front, there is a very sad, crying little face. I can see it in your eyes that you are very disappointed about
no,
this.
No, if anything, yeah. I am happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm glad.
Yeah, because the comeback's always stronger than the setback. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what we need from you, Pete. The comeback is stronger than the setback,
fucking,
baby.
What a fucking wally.
There was one point, actually, when they were reading out the awards, and I stood up. Because I thought they were like someone got clapped and I stood up and clapped and no one else stood up. I was like, oh shit, need to sit back down. Things like that, I think, are why we didn't win the award, not because people don't listen to us.
It's the listener's choice. I'll tell you exactly why we didn't win the award, because more people voted for the other podcast. It's not rocket science, it's quite simple. More people voted for them.
I don't believe it. I won't believe it.
All right.
We might not have won, but what we did get is a staying relevant pillow.
Why have you had a pillow, mate?
In the British Podcast Awards.
Oh, was that from last night?
Yeah. They knew we weren't going to win, so I think they thought we'll give them a pillow instead. So this is what we have to forever remind us of our failures, which is great.
Did we make that?
No, they made it for us.
Oh,
it wasn't even just us. It was every nominated podcast. Sweet.
Well, yeah, that was worth fucking 250 quid, wasn't it? We got a pillow to share between the 25 people that we took there. So whose turn is it? Do you want the pillow tonight? Yeah? Yeah? And you can have it tomorrow.
Another thing that really tickled me, actually, when I got up this morning, is one of my agent's mums...
Cats around your bollocks.
One of my agent's mums had messaged my agent going, can you bring Pete home with you?
Okay. Who was that?
George's mum.
I did say at some point she'd be calling me daddy.
And this is the thing. It's basically Pete.
Sorry. What is going on today? Are you in another realm?
What?
You just randomly, someone started clapping, so you just randomly started going on your own, just staring at a Fanta. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
I think it's hit you hard, this.
Yeah.
It really has hit you hard, doesn't it?
No, we're going to rise from the ashes.
Yeah. You've literally been saying that for 10 minutes and now you don't even believe
it. Rising from the ashes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I had left by this point, actually, but Pete went up to one of our other production. I don't know whether she'd like to be named. We call her Fight Star, one of the people who got the fights at the NTAs. Pete... This is when Pete's hammered, by the way, for the listener. This is the deep into the after party.
Oh, no, what did I do?
Pete goes up to one of our production, slings his arm over his shoulder and goes, proper Essex, apparently. And goes, listen here, if anyone gives you problems,
oh, no.
You come find me.
Oh, my God.
If anyone gives you problems, you come and find me.
Can I actually do that? I'm such a horrible human being. I just want everyone to be safe.
If anyone, then you ditched them anyway. If anyone gives you problems...
I didn't ditch them. I was trapped at the bar.
Come and find me.
Shit. I need a drink.
Yeah, mate, it was fucking brilliant. When I heard that, it really tickled me. I can imagine you doing well, slinking on over to her. Now, listen here, right?
Why am I?
Can get a little bit frisky in here.
Why am I that
get a little bit much?
Creepy uncle from a pub in the 80s? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just stood at the fruit. All right, darling. Anything you need, let me know. Like, yeah, it's just...
I know people around here. Trust me, they won't fuck with you when you're around me, okay? They call me Big John.
Well, I just meant because we had a little table, if they wanted drinks or like whatever, then I'll fuck off.
If anyone gives you trouble, you come find me at an in the style party.
fucking
full of influencers and Towie people.
The mafia boss of the fight. Who was there from Towie?
Oh, that guy with the floppy hair who's everywhere. He's like one of the main guys now.
Jordan. Oh, yes. Jordan. Yeah. Oh yeah, Jordan was. Oh yeah, forget. Fuck yeah, he does Towie. Yeah. I honestly can't stop looking at it. Take it off.
No.
Sam, please.
No.
I just don't know. It's a little girl's belt.
No, it's not.
But what, I don't
make me sound...
Anyway, look, sorry, the belt's just overtaken this. The star of today's show has been the belt, without a shadow of a doubt.
No, but the star of today's show has been, if you get in any problem, you come find me. Come and find Uncle Pete, all right? I'll sort you right out.
You have been listening to Staying Relevant with Sam Thompson and Daddy. Make sure you follow, subscribe, do all that sort of stuff. Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Comes out every Monday. All the video stuff is Fridays for YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we said, we are so grateful for all of your support. We promise next week we'll be back and better than ever. We've also got some Strictly stuff to talk about as well, but that's going to be next week.
Oh, I love the way we've started to do sort of like teasers.
Yeah. There's a lot of Strictly stuff to talk about as well. And Pete's new romance. We'll leave it there.
I don't have a romance.
There is no romance, but fuck it. I'm cliffhanger.
Oh, okay. All right. Excellent. I suddenly wondered who...
You're going to have to find a bird in the next
week. What else
week?
Did I do last night?
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.